Hey, y'all might know I have a clothing brand with my boy Rick called Goody Brand, and it can be very difficult to organize names and sales and addresses and orders and all that. That's why we use Shopify. We really, really do. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, okay? Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/chaser, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/chaser now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/chaser.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's weird, but that's a weird note. I don't know what you want me to do.
Just where's our shoes?
I don't know what you want me to do with that.
Like this. Let's start like this.
Sure.
I could love you in the shower, both of our bodies dripping wet on the patio. We make night you home again on the kitchen floor as I softly pull your hair. We can do it anywhere. See, too hot to stop.
Bedroom to the floor.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. We are wide open for y'all today. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blaze.
Hey, yo.
I got pants on today.
I can act up. I got pants on.
Wow, that's what it feels like. No wonder why you guys sit like that. I just, you know.
It's just comfortable.
It is very comfortable.
Yeah.
I got accused of man spreading back before man spreading was a term, back when I was like,
man spreading?
You never
it
heard that?
It stopped
before?
Being a term, too. Oh. Was like, people don't say it no more.
Yeah, no, people don't actually say it.
Oh, okay.
But it was a whole like, oh, yeah, man spreading is such an issue. Like, men think they can just. It's like, it's about how, like, they say when dudes sit in like public transit and shit, they like get real like this and they don't give any room. Oh. They're not conscious of other people around them.
Oh.
But I was doing that one time when I was like a teenager. Well, I was like probably like 14, 13, kicking it with people that like older Thai friends of mine. And we're just on some road trip and this girl was like, oh my God, Tim spreads his like so wide when he sits. I can't get comfortable. Like, oh shit, my bad. I know.
Try having a dick, Carol.
Man, and balls. I got big ass balls, man.
You want me to scrunch my balls for you?
Yeah, tuck them things. Close your legs. I would tell you that too. Close your legs.
You ever had a testicle fall asleep on you?
What?
Just the, like one of them.
No.
Never?
No.
Wait, you can feel them separately?
Like, yeah. There's like separate entities.
Neither have ever fell asleep. Oh, I don't know.
Wait, like.
They be wide awake though.
I'm sorry. You got to elaborate. So.
Yeah, I was sitting. I remember specifically I was in Spanish class, high school, talking to homegirl Star. Shout out to Star. And I was like, ah, damn, I think one of my testicles fell asleep because I was sitting in like a, just a weird way. Like, but it wasn't just my testicle, but it was also like, you know, just kind of like this whole section of my body.
Were you
right?
Sitting on it?
I don't know what I was doing.
Like, I'm sorry. Look, you got to help explain this to me because I don't.
I was just sitting in a way
the anatomy.
That I thought I was comfortable. And then when I moved, I was like, oh God, my testicle is like Sprite right now.
I've never felt it. I've never heard it. So I don't know.
This is new.
Well, here's the thing. I brought that up to Star, Thurman, shout out to Star. And she was like, that's so funny because one time I was sitting in a way and I got up and I was like, I think my left lip is asleep.
It's crazy to say her last name and then tell that story.
Imagine
if y'all want to look her up.
Right. Imagine getting a shout out. You're like, oh my God, they were talking about you on the No Chaser podcast. Your left lip fell asleep.
She's also a new mom. New mom. Congrats to Thar.
What?
Congrats to Thar.
Oh, man.
Thar Sturman.
Being your friend must be really interesting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think everybody that's in the circle is, I always tell new people, there's no such thing as TMI with TIM.
Even if it's your eye, yeah. He's gonna tell it.
Oh, it's out there, baby.
and it's loving every minute of it. Yeah, yeah. So left testicle fell asleep. Star's left lip fell asleep.
Lefty club.
Yeah, I guess so, man. Never for you, Nikki Blaze. Never had a lip fall asleep. A one titty get
loose sensation in one titty. No, I've never, not yet. Give me a couple years, that'll probably happen.
You had your booty fall asleep though.
Oh, ass falls asleep all the time. Yeah. Because I don't have enough ass. Mm. I think about that, and one of the main reasons why I want more ass is because when I sit. Mm-hmm. I can't sit for long periods of time. You know when they make fun of the girls with no butts and like, oh, you got a bony ass. Mm. I have that. And it hurts. Like, it hurts emotionally when y'all say it, but it also hurts physically when I'm sitting for a long period of time.
Remember that one time when I said that to her?
Yeah.
And she wasn't expecting me to say it.
It was pretty funny.
Oh, so fucking funny.
It was off camera too. You want to tell the story?
Go ahead.
I don't remember exactly how it happened. I just remember saying, flat.
No, I tell you the
her face.
Yeah.
I don't remember the setup.
It's really funny. Yeah.
It was so funny because you were so not ready for it. But it's not flat. Yeah. It's just funny to say that.
It was something. Well, here's why it was funny for those of y'all who weren't there. Which is all of y'all. we were walking. I was kind of like, we're talking about how Nikki Blaze, you know, Nikki Blaze says she's been in the gym. She's working out. She lost some weight. Yeah. And Rick says something like, he's like, yeah, that's why your booty's all skinny now or some shit, right?
No, I said flat.
No. I'm going to work my way up to that because you said something. You didn't say that at first. She's like, that's why your booty's all like, you know, it's all skinny now. And you were like, and Nikki Blaze was like, what? And like, and then Rick was like, no. I meant flat.
That was so funny. That's one of my least favorite parts about my kind of fat, though. I got a lot of unfavorite parts about it. But why am I this fat with no ass? That shit bugs me because my shit be falling asleep.
So you understand what I'm talking about?
Like it's just bone. Like I be thinking like, shit, can I get a BBL? It'll take care of both problems.
Oh. Damn. I mean, wow,
yeah.
Saucy Rick Tanner out here, man.
Oh my God.
Who can throw a bag like this?
From Hank Hill to
Exactly.
I wonder. I mean, because I mean, I guess that would. You would
I
just,
mean, that's how you get a BBL.
Yeah, exactly.
You suck it out from one place, put it in the next.
I am a candidate.
Would you ever do any type of cosmetic situation?
Yeah. I'm not against that for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm against that for women. For me, nah. Let's go. Give me all the things. Nah, I don't know, right? Like, I make the jokes or whatever, but I feel like let's say if I got liposuction.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like after 2 months, I would feel like, damn, dog, you could have worked that shit off. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't do it. But if you niggas want to give it to me for free, I will quit all this working out shit right now, forever. But yeah,
I'm thinking, I'm like, I work with someone. We might have to.
Okay, well then I'm joking.
Oh, I was like, would you like it? We can make it happen.
Now that would be a funny No Chaser off series, though.
You what? Getting cosmetic surgery?
Yeah.
I mean, like really doing it?
Yeah.
Like
with cameras,
like
there.
No thick Rick. You just trying to.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That we document the whole process.
Can't do it.
Oh,
can't
no.
do
it. No,
it'd
no,
be like
man.
A TLC episode.
Yeah, like it'd be funny, but I can't do it. I don't think
just
I would
sleep
feel
on
right
it. Just sleep on it.
I think about it.
No pressure.
But you got to sleep a certain way if you're gonna sleep.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
used to sleeping on your stomach.
On your knees, basically.
Yeah. I was just telling Nikki Blaze that I really like for the first time like ever. I'm kind of prioritizing my health and my body and shit. Yeah. It's like I would always kind of. Yeah, I mean, you know me, man. Even when I was going to the gym, I'd do like one set and one rep or something.
Yeah.
Like, all right, that's cool. I'm gonna move on to the next one. I hit the treadmill for like 10 minutes. Be like, whoo, I think I'm starting to sweat a little bit. Let's take a break.
Working out is stupid. It's fun, but it's so stupid because it's so easy to get fat. It's the easiest thing. You don't have to work hard,
yeah.
And you can get a lot of it really fast. But then you work super hard in the fucking gym, and it takes so long. It don't make sense.
I mean, I'll tell you this, Nikki Blaze. I mean, I don't know if we talked about this, but, you know, me and Rick, right, we did a thing where we lost weight and got paid to lose weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that
6-week period, right, I lost 20 pounds.
Oh, wow.
But as soon as we, like, finished the shit, I took my after pictures. I got my check. The check cleared. We went right back. I was, like, so hungry, right? Mm-hmm. I gained 10 pounds back in a week.
It's terrible.
Literally a week.
Because they had us on, like, starvation shit. They they needed results.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't a healthy
way. Yeah, it wasn't a healthy way of losing
I am,
it kind of fucks you up, too. Like, your system and how you lose weight from then going out.
Right.
It's not the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got into the car, and I told Tim, I was like, I've really been liking watching your little fitness videos. I was like, you out there, you know, like punching the gloves and looking like you're actually trying. It's kind of cute, your little face, you know?
Yeah,
like,
oh, my fucking face. It's so hard to control my face. Because someone was like, in my comments, like, because mind you, I post this shit as just like stories. I don't want people to genuinely think I'm trying to box, okay? Like, yes, I would like to not look dumb, but I'm not trying to get my form perfect and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, look, if you got some actual tips for me, yeah, tell me to like keep my hands up, shit like that. That's great.
You know, your boy is an entrepreneur, and I'm always trying to find ways to hustle and grind and make that money. And let me tell you, Shopify makes it easier. Okay, when I started YouTube and started podcasting, you know, I was selling merch, all types of things, and now I'm selling it nice and easy, keeping it organized. You know, your boy got ADHD, it's difficult to keep things in order, but I use Shopify. And it really helps, okay? Now check this out. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, okay? All the way to the, yo, did we just hit $1 million stage? Shopify is there to help you grow, okay? Now check this out. You don't have to just sell your own stuff anymore. With Shopify Collective, you can curate products to sell from the brands you love, giving your customers more variety and your business more sales, all right? Grow your average order value with the Shopify Bundles app, where you can create and sell product bundles with ease. And just for y'all, we got a special treat. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/chaser, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/chaser now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/chaser.
Motherfuckers be in my DMs like, that form is not it, my guy. What does that do? What does that help?
It helped them. They scratched that itch.
Yeah,
fuck, I gotta tell them. That's why I don't post shit, because that's what they're gonna do. It don't matter. It don't matter.
That happens with every post. Everyone. Anytime I do anything athletic, there's always a comment. But one of my homegirls on a video that I posted, I was covered up. And I'm hitting, and I was showing, like, my shots and whatever. She's like, we get it. You're athletic. I was like, I get told that I am talentless woman on the internet who just is seeking attention and is always naked. And I am doing something that involves talent and clothes. Be supportive.
To seek attention.
And I need validation, but I'm putting clothes on so you can't say the same things that everybody else can say.
That's fair.
But then the next one is like, yes, now I'm in a onesie. Because that's the only way that y'all want to pay attention to me. Yeah, if I got some boob out.
People gonna have something to say about every fucking thing.
Right.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah. It's like, it feels crazy to have to be like, every time I post a 15-second me on my story of me boxing a little bit, to be like, just so you know, I'm not trying to be a YouTube boxer, so fall the fuck back, all right?
Stop trying to schedule the fight. It's not gonna happen. Oh my God, Tim, would you? Could you?
Never.
No, really? What if they paid you a big-ass bag? Would you get in the ring and fight somebody?
I'll tell you why I would not do that.
There's no amount of money.
Not on the upswing of my career.
Oh, okay. So next year?
No. I'm saying, Nikki Blades, I'm currently on a upward trajectory, which is a long time still.
You see why you have to tell her ass is flat every once in a while? Make them fucking jokes.
Asshole. No. I'm reading between the lines. Nikki Blades is saying, this year is going to be my most popping year. I'm going to get everything I want out of life.
And then next year, he's going to have to do something to get a check.
And no, she's saying, and next year I'll be retired and relaxed. No, I got you, Nikki Blades. I got you.
You think you're insulting me.
But when you're this delusional, there's nothing you can say. All right? For me, it's like, and no shade to the people that do this shit, but for me, it's like a, like, Dancing with the Stars type shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, where, like, you know, you wouldn't see, like, Denzel doing Dancing with the Stars. You feel me? But it's like, if you see Denzel doing Dancing with the Stars, it's like, oh, this fool's done doing movies, you know?
Okay.
I do not want to do the, like, YouTube boxer shit. I feel like, yes, it would be a good bag.
Right.
And, yeah, it would get my followers up. And I don't look down on the homies that do that. Like, my boy Alex Wasabi, he takes this shit real seriously. You know what I'm saying? He'd be in the gym, and he's, like, really, like, training and pursuing. And he does a good job, right? Of course, I mean, you can't talk about it without talking about Jake Paul.
He's crazy.
And he, like, as much as people hate him,
he's a beast.
He takes this shit real serious, yeah. Right? And you can say what you want about who he fights and the battles he chooses, but the man knows how to make it his business, yeah. Make money off it, right?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Business.
Yeah. I'm not knocking that, but for me, where, like, my goal was not to be a YouTube star. If that was my goal, yeah, let's. I feel like it's kind of on the list of shit that YouTube stars do now, right? Guys, right. Especially, right? For me, that was never my goal. The YouTube shit came on accident. I was trying to be fucking Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Will Smith should probably take some boxing lessons now. He was Muhammad Ali.
We know Will can fight.
Yeah, exactly. But for me, it's just not. If I did that, I feel like, it's a little too influencer-y for me and what I feel that I'm trying to do.
And would require you to actually train.
Well, yeah, that too.
Because, like, you're half right and you're half wrong. Mm. But you are right for the people who are not going to take it serious.
Yeah.
It's just for a check. And a lot of times it's like, well, shit, this ain't popping, but I could do that and get a quick bag. But the people who are taking it serious, even if they are not going to be, like, actual fighters, I don't see it as the Dancing with the Stars world. Mm. I just see it as a new way to entertain. Mm-hmm. Because they're having real success. It's not just the, hey, I need a check type of shit.
Yeah. I mean, I just, like, for all the homies, like, because I know a lot of those cats, right? And I just don't think any of those dudes, like, want to, like, I don't think any of those cats want to be, like, do the acting shit like I do.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's a different lane. You feel me?
Yeah.
And, like, it's not a bad lane. It's just a separate lane from the shit I'm trying to do. Yeah. You know? So, and for two, like, I just don't want to get memed if I get knocked out. Like, I don't want to get memed.
That's a good point. Valid. That is valid.
Like, boxing, that shit's fun, and you can look good on the mitts, and you can hit the bag, right? When you get in there and somebody's trying to hit you, it gets different.
Yeah.
And the second you get hit and turn around and start walking in the opposite direction, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to take you serious.
That's
again.
That's true.
You start doing shit like this, like that. Block the nigga from behind. Oh. It's a bad look. So that's why I say, like, you really got to take
you gotta
it
win.
Serious.
Yeah.
Even if you don't win, you can't look like a motherfucker who just walked in off the street.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I'm just glad that, you know, I post a little bit. I sent my first little shit to Rick one time. Rick was like, hey, you kind of look like you know what you're doing. I was like, cool. That's all I need.
My acting classes have been working out.
Oh, my face.
I'm judgmental.
My face. That's what I wanted to talk about. People were saying, someone was like, Tim, why you keep making a light skin face when you box, when you train? I'm like, because I'm trying to breathe.
And so it looks like you're trying really hard to not look like you're trying really hard.
Dude, that's literally so just my face because I'm staring at his shit like this. And I'm trying to remember to breathe. He's like, hey, don't forget to breathe. So I'm like, and everyone's like, you doing a light skin face. I'm like, is this what girls like? Because it's like, yeah. I'm just trying to survive, bro.
It's like I can't breathe.
Oh. Yeah. So, yeah, no.
We're not going to see you in the ring anytime soon. Okay.
But, it's definitely the most consistent, like, any type of cardio I've ever done. It's the only cardio I've actually enjoyed, you know? So
you look like you're having fun. Yeah. You look like you enjoy it.
Same question, but a little different because I think it's a different answer. Mm-hmm. What if the match is you and Nikki?
I'd whoop Tim's ass.
Would I do it for the bag?
Yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
You saying that, and I know you believe it.
I believe
makes
it.
Makes me feel like he would be like, what?
Yeah.
All right, come on,
he has to do it.
You were right on all of it. I would most definitely do take it and do the bag because I feel like people wouldn't think I was being serious.
Right.
And then how funny would it be if I knocked Blades out?
It would be pretty fucking funny.
It would be funny.
People would be like, what the fuck?
Right. All of a sudden, I was like.
You start crying.
And if I lose.
It's like, yes, dog, I'm not about to be right, beating up
exactly,
a girl.
Like, oh, come on. You didn't have a swing on a girl. And plus, she's 10 feet tall.
We're gonna have a wrestling match. See, that would be funnier. Boxing match.
Okay.
We can wrestle.
We can wrestle, but then I'm gonna have to.
Brooke said,
I was
gonna
box with no headgear.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because
damn, then, WWE, we just then, like come out in outfits and everything. That would be nice.
Because if we wrestle, I gotta explain why I got an erection. Why you gotta, yeah. Like, I'm like, dude.
Time out.
I can't help this.
Look, Steph was rubbing where it shouldn't rub. Yeah. I ain't do that on purpose.
Like, I cannot, guys. This is just, come on, man.
Look, I was just trying to pedigree her.
No, I'm like, I was just trying to punch. And she over there moving.
She won't stop. She won't let me just hit her.
Oh, man.
Ricky, you want to wrestle?
Nikki. I will rock bottom you so hard.
I don't want to elbow you. Just all of a sudden, like, theme music starts coming on. Dude,
we cool and all that, but in that ring, dog.
Fuck around, get Rikishi.
Oh my God. Boy, who's doing the Rikishi in?
Me. Okay. That's going to be my name. Rikishi.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to stink face you and people's elbow you.
It got to be post BBL. I don't want the flat.
Oh, man.
I want
the all right, you too.
Oh, fuck. Wow. That was great.
Oh, my God.
I almost want to end the episode on that joke. That was fire. Oh, how long is that episode?
Wow.
How long are we going on that?
10 minutes.
Are you crying over there?
Say what? Okay. All right. We'll keep talking about some bullshit. That was a great little exchange.
High five.
But, yeah.
Wow. That's great. That's fun.
I mean, there's... You see that Logan Paul? Okay, so his WWE shit is so sick. Did you see when they were switching brothers, right? To Logan Paul when he jumped off the when they collided in midair?
Yeah,
fucking hard.
That's one thing.
So tight.
Yeah, I will say about both of them though, they are skilled.
Yeah.
The Paul brothers are skilled.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, like they pick up shit quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm grateful that I'm finally starting to get a little bit of a baby chest. Shout out to my trainer. Shout out to my trainer, Justin. Because I haven't had a chest since like 7th grade. So like now that it's creeping in there, I can get a little chest and maybe get a little chest tattoo because you weren't here for this, Nikki Blades.
He gets one tattoo and all of a sudden.
Well, you
two tattoos.
Yeah, this was I got a little baby one back here.
Wait, what?
I got a boy. It's my last name in Thai in my dad's handwriting right here.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
Wow, I've really not been around. My bad, y'all.
You weren't here for this conversation, but like Chia, I was telling Chia about different tattoos I wanted to get, and it was a little something I wanted to get on my chest. And she was like, "Well, no offense, babe, but shouldn't you have a chest first?"
So I was like, funny.
I mean, that's a fair point. Yeah. So,
well, your name's not going to be put up there.
I know what I'm not getting, mama.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all start seeing Tim doing these episodes with no shirt on, don't be talking shit, okay? He ain't had a chest in a long time.
Not since 7th grade.
Let this man live.
Yeah, look, if you see me wearing Nikki Blaze top in a month...
He's gonna be sharing my clothes.
Have a little man cleavage out. You know what I'm saying? Look, let me live, all right?
Chest me. He's gonna have them deep V-neck shirts.
Oh, God.
Like just open cardigan, just chest all out.
Oh, that would be so funny.
He starts taking his clothes off now. He's practicing. He's like, ooh.
I mean,
you do like a year of the douche.
Ooh.
You just go full douche.
A year is so long.
But like, old school douche, like fucking mohawk.
Oh.
Oh.
No, and not
super
only
tight jeans.
Not only a DB mesh.
a black mesh.
Oh, Lord.
Whoa. It'll get you a little dangly earring, too.
No, because the internet couldn't handle that, bro. Because one time, just on some funny shit, I was doing a day of, I'm a tweet like a really cringy fucking, like, you know, Vine star, you know, very basic shit. And motherfuckers was tweeting that, retweeting this shit like they thought I was being deep for real. I'm like, hey, y'all are dumb. This shit's corny.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
So they can't differentiate between what is satire and what's not. So I couldn't do
it. It'd just be funny for a year. I want you to look like a dude in the mall. That's going to ask Nikki to curl her hair real quick.
Oh,
dressed like that.
Hand me the hand lotion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to buy so much cologne.
Yeah, man. Get you some leather wristbands.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this. Let's do an episode where we just pick a alter ego to dress as, like, the most just, like, cringy, douchey. What's the female equivalent of a douche? Cunty. Cunty situation you could think
not,
of.
Not gay cunty.
annoying cunty.
Oh.
Yeah, not yes not cool, cunty.
That's cunty. What it sounds like. No, he said cunty. I said, yes, bitch.
No.
No? Okay.
Cunty like, ugh, this bitch is a cunt. Like that.
Whoa, what does that look like? Hold on, wait. Time out. What does that look like?
It's
what
a
would
lot.
I wear?
It's a...
Okay, so what would, if y'all dress me, what would I wear?
Probably like some black leatherish.
I'm sorry. What you say?
Oh, I mean, huh? And I don't know. You what?
I don't.
When you see women that make you say this bitch, what do they look like?
Here's what will get you a very, very.
That's a good question.
Ridiculous spray tan. Okay, like where people are almost like if like if the picture's leaked, they're gonna be like, is she blackfishing? You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to know. No. No, Tim. We're not doing that one. Man.
Yeah, maybe not. You see what I'm saying? The internet takes so much out of context. It's like you feel like you can't even be silly.
So I can't even have a fucking tan.
Right. This is natural, by the way. I went outside.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I think it's easier for guys.
It is easier for guys.
Blonde.
Oh, we can Karen it. There
okay,
we go.
There we go. Yeah,
get a we'll Stanley go. Cup. Oh, yeah.
Stanleys.
Oh, I can get into character with the keys on the chair. Oh, yes.
All right.
I am upset. Yep. No, I'm ready. Oh, I got a wig, too. Oh, let's, yes.
All right. We'll figure something out.
What the hell are we going to put him in?
Complete white face. All the way.
I don't think they're allowed to get mad at that.
Yeah, no, I don't.
And even if they do, nobody's going to ride with them. No.
I mean.
Just kidding, white people. I would not do white face.
Yeah,
No.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll do something.
Okay. That sounds fun.
We'll do,
I know how to look like a douche or a loser. Either one.
Okay.
Yeah. I have it all in my closet.
Well, it's funny because I definitely have the capabilities of...
Yeah. It's all about the way you do certain
things.
We all got the same shit. They just pick the worst way to do it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's going to be fun.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Wow. See. You guys are funny. I miss y'all. Why do I not come back more often?
You know, Nikki Blades, as much shit as we talk about you when you're gone, it's good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
You know?
You know, we'll see if I'm back next week. You never know. You know, you got to stay tuned in to see if I'm going to be here or not.
Actually, you might not be.
What?
No. Oh, no, you won't.
What do you
won't.
Mean?
No, you won't. We're doing a bonus episode because Pride, Deep Pride is in town.
So I ain't even going to be here?
Nah.
Wow.
You going to fly back out?
Yeah.
For, one episode?
Why not?
If you want, you can.
Okay.
All right. Put
I'm
going to
be here.
She's not going to be.
Because everybody keeps saying, Nikki, never here. So guess what? I'm like, wait, is it a guy?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't need to be.
Yeah, she's like, I don't need to assert my dominance.
Nah, it's okay. You can have three guys on a couch be real original. Another podcast with three guys talking.
This is actually the original format that everyone uses.
Yeah, eye candy.
Yeah. Three guys is the breaking the norm.
I can't even fight you. That's a compliment, yes. And?
No. But we love you, I guess. Well, shit, man. Hey, guys, thanks for watching another episode of No Chaser Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you, watch another one and follow us on everything.
Buy the things they sell. What y'all got?
Something from goodiebrand.com, hopefully.
Over there. There's things, there's sales. just go.
Yeah.
GoodyBrand.com.
There's always something going on. And make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blades.
Bye.